mashallah, very beautiful surahs. I want to focus on a few verses in Surah Al-Kahf, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example of two men. One of them, he is rich, he's wealthy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him so much, and the other one is not so wealthy, but he is an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with them. Allah says, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحْدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ عَنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا كِلْتَا الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. Allah describes the rich person as having two fields full of grapes, vines full of grapes. And not only that, those fields were surrounded by date trees. And between those two fields, there was zara, meaning there were fields in which there were crops growing. And these crops, they were fruitful. I mean, they used to give fruit and crops all the time, and he used to make a lot of money from them. And on top of that, on top of all of this beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given, there was a beautiful stream or a river which flowed right in the middle of it all. So if you can imagine the scenery, the grapes, and then the field in the middle with the crops, and then the palm trees all around it, and then this beautiful little river going all the way through, which irrigated the land and made it more fertile. So this person, he was very proud of the fact that he had all of this thing, all of this wealth, and he was making a lot of money from it. And he told his friend, who is a little less well off, he said, أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا. I have more wealth than you, and I'm much more respected in society. So this was the first mistake he made, that he became arrogant because of the wealth that Allah had given him. And this is the general trend with a lot of people, that once they become a little wealthy, it gets to their heads, and then everybody else is a nobody. So he says, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. And then after that Allah says, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. He entered his fields and this beautiful scenery in front of him, and he says that I don't think this is ever going to finish. He's in this kind of attitude, that in this kind of bubble that we might use in today's terms, thinking that, you know, the way that I'm making money, it's going to go on forever and ever. And on top of that, he says, وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. I don't think there's anything like the Day of Judgment. We have to live for this world. And even if it is, he says, وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. If I'm returned to my Lord, then most certainly I'm going to find there that Allah will give me something great also. The strange thing is that he calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rabb here in the verse. لَأَجِدَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّي if لَوْلَا أَرْجِعُ إِلَى رَبِّي أَوْ رُجِعْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. That if I'm returned to my Lord, so the word, he's using the word Rabbi, and he believes that there is somebody who's giving him sustenance. And the example of this, we will find it everywhere amongst the Muslims. We find it everywhere amongst the Muslims. A person, he doesn't pray, he doesn't fast, and he commits all kinds of muharramat, but at the same time, Rabbana yoti, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give me, my Lord is going to give me. And this is the same example. We believe that there is a sustainer, but that sustainer, we need to worship him. We need to stay away from the things he's forbidden. We have to do what he has told us to do. And just the belief that he is our sustainer, it is not enough. We have to do much more than that. So then his friend, who is a little less wealthy, he tries to advise him and says, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you in such a perfect fashion. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you or your forefather Adam alayhi salam from turab, from soil, and then He created you from a nutfa, meaning a drop of sperm. And from that drop of sperm, you were born a helpless baby, and He made you into the human being and the strong man that is standing in front of you right now. That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are denying Him and you are being ungrateful to Him. Why is it? وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Why is it that when you enter your Jannah in your fields, why is it that you don't say مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, Allah is the one who gave me, and there is no strength other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can give these things. Turn all your yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن تَرَنِي أَنَا أَقَلَّ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. If you see me, I have less wealth and less children than you. فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِينِ خَيْرًا مِنْ جَنَّتِكْ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give me a better Jannah than yours, and He can bring about some kind of punishment from the sky, and He can destroy all of this in one instance. So this we see again in our day-to-day lives. We watch on the news all the time people who are living quite happily and going about with their lives, and suddenly a hurricane comes, a tornado comes, an earthquake comes, and different things come, or a fire comes, and everything that a person has ever worked for is destroyed in an instant. And that same person who was arrogant an hour ago or a day ago, that same person is sitting there helpless with nothing to show for all of his life's efforts. So this is what happened to this person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِي, that when this punishment came, the Quran doesn't mention what the punishment was, but all of his fruit and everything, he was surrounded by it, meaning it was destroyed and it was all lying around. And فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. And he started, يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْ means he's basically being upset about all of the money that he's spent and all of the investment that he's done in these crops that are just lying and they are sitting there destroyed. And at that time, he says, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I wish I had not committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even if he did not commit real shirk, he committed shirk in the sense that he didn't attribute all of the blessings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he basically had that arrogance within himself. So the lesson is there for all of us, that we should be, number one, grateful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and the gratitude is in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude is not to say that bas alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me this and that's all. Gratitude is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from the muharramat and staying away from the ma'asi and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what shukr is about. This is what gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about. So we should take a lesson from this story that has been told to us. And a few ayahs later, I just want to mention how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes on the Day of Judgment how people will be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعُرِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّةً. Everybody is going to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lines. Everybody is going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their hisab, for their reckoning in lines. And Allah says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً. You've come to us like we created you in the first place, and بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. You thought that you would never have a maw'id. You thought that you would never have an appointment with us. But this is that appointment. You're here in front of us. And Allah says after that, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. The book will be presented. I mean, everybody's book will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. That you will see the mujrimeen, the criminals, they're going to be afraid, mimma fiha, of what they're going to find in this book, what is in their account. And they're going to say, ma li hadha al-kitab, what kind of book is this? What kind of book is this? La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. It didn't leave any small thing, any minute detail or big detail, except it's counted in. Every single thing that a person ever did in his life is going to be written and is going to be presented in front of him. And a few pages earlier, in the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اقرأ كتابك اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. You just read your own book. You read your own book and you do your own reckoning. It's enough for you to read it and you decide where you're supposed to go. So that's going to be the situation. We're going to see our books, our a'mal, in the books. Nothing has been left. Every single thing is accounted for. And we're going to say, what kind of book is this? He didn't leave anything, any small detail or major detail, illa ahsaha, except that it counted it and it's listed right here. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Whatever they did, they're going to find it present. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not going to do dhulm on anybody. So this is the Day of Judgment that we're supposed to be preparing for. And it's not just a case of doing that in Ramadan. It's a lifelong quest to be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to do the best that we can so that we can be ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this great day. So this effort that we're making right now in Ramadan, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and qiyam and recitation of Quran and staying away from committing sins, this effort has to be maintained throughout the year, not just in the month of Ramadan. The same Lord, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is here in Ramadan, He will still be here after Ramadan. The month will go, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still be here. The ma'asi, the sins that we don't commit in Ramadan, they are still sins outside of Ramadan. And the fara'id, which we neglect, which we make sure that we pray in Ramadan, they are the same fara'id out of Ramadan. They're just as fard and just as obligatory out of Ramadan. So we have to make sure that we try to change our life and turn our life so that it becomes in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.